Midge turns her attention to the family. Even in the dim morning light, Midge can see that the woman's white nightgown is streaked with what can only be blood. Midge flashes her badge and introduces herself, then asks the woman, "Are you Amy?" She wails a yes. "What's your name?" Midge asks the boy. "Noah. You're the one who called 911. He nods, poking a finger behind his glasses to wipe tears from his blue eyes. He looks so much like his father did as a teenager. She glances at Amy. "And none of you are injured, right?"
"Yes. I mean, yes, right. We're not injured."
"When did your dad fall?"
Amy's desolate,
tear-flooded eyes meet Midge's gaze.
"I was asleep, so I heard Mom screaming, and so did Mike, and we got up, but..."
Noah looks at his mother. Her mouth moves, but nothing comes out.
"Okay,"
Midge says quietly, and looks at Noah. "Where?"
"Out back."
"All right. I'm going to see what's what." Midge turns back to Noah. "Yes?" He hesitates, as if he wants to say something, then shakes his head.
"Never mind.
Just sit tight for a minute." She walks to the backyard. Beyond the gate, terraced stone steps descend 15, maybe 20 feet, to a blue stone terrace with a fire pit surrounded by chairs. At the base of the steps, one paramedic is talking on the phone as the other unhurriedly packs away the life-saving equipment that was obviously unnecessary. Between them, a man lies face down on a blood-stained blue stone slab. He's barefoot, wearing a pastel yellow t-shirt and blue and white striped pajama bottoms. His head is badly fractured, and his neck twisted at such an unnatural angle that his wife must have known at a glance that he was dead.
"Oh, Gordy,"
Midge whispers.
"What happened to you?"